Shalom Aleichem, students, friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Miraz Shichun Mishmas Marises the Rashmos Machanatu Matu Meir Zev. And the Gemara in Meseches Baba Kame and Daf Samach Heom and Aleph says quoting the pasuk, Yadoi, Yemi, Yali Yadoi, but I only know that if a theft should be found in his possession, that he pays double. Only if it's be Yadoi, his hand, Ela Gago, Yadoi, Gagoi, Eli Yadoi, Gago, Chesever, Kapif Minayin. Where do I derive that the same halach applies if it is found on his roof, in his yard, or in his enclosure? So therefore the pasuk stam loymar yimatzi mikol makom. Yimatzi double lashon implies that anything that you find, he has to pay double. Yav kefel mikol makom afilu im lo natal tagneva biyado ela al yedei rishuto. Tosis writes, "En li ala biyadoi perush shaganav biyadoi mamish gago chatzer klomer shehikisha b'makom mechatzer shebal abayis v'nechsel gago chatzer v'karpifa." So, Tosis says that the tzir is that I only know if he stole with his hand mamish. I don't know if he stole with his roof or his courtyard. What does that mean? That he hit it with a stick from the chatzir of the Baal HaBayis, and it went into his gag or chatzir or karpif. So that's the tzil of the Geneva. However, Rashi in Bar Metzia Daf Yud Amud Beis writes gag over chatzir or karpifoi minayin shim nichnas Hashem v'nar b'fanel l'goyin v'shu chayiv. And he locked it. In other words, it went into his courtyard and he locked it up. And so too writes Rashi Eim adigan of koyin al-dei chatzir on Gittin 77a that it went into his courtyard and he lacked in front of it. So according to Tosfos, it's where he does hakashi v'makel, he hits it with his staff, with his stick, with a cane, and according to Rashi, it's that he locked it up. So it appears that according to Tosfos, you only become a ganev, if you do a ma'isa kolshu bebehema atzma, don't shekisha b'makal mechatzer shabal abayis, v'nichnat zelag agav v'chatzer v'karpifoi, shalaganef. And we learn from the pasuk of yimatzei t'yimatzei, that even though the behema went into the rishus ganef with b'koyach atzma, and the ganef was only makish b'makal, nevertheless he's chayev, since he did a ma'isa bebehema atzma. He had to do a ma'isa with the behema that he hit the behema. But according to Rashi, you don't have to do any ma'isa b'behema atzma, even if the behema goes on its own into the chatzar nignav, and the ganav just locked up the gate, that's enough to make him a ganav. So that's the machlokes Rashi Tosfos. You have to do a ma'isa, the actual geneva, the chayotzi b'zeh. Matzino gabi meleches tzeder b'mesech Shabbos, b'daf kuvovo medveiz, tzvi shenichnas labayis, v'no alechad b'fon av chayiv, rei sha'afilu, shu lo ase shum ma'aseh b'tzvi atzma, Elishinoal Hadelis Bifanov. Right? The Tzvi goes into one's house. Tzvi Shinichnas Labayas. Minoal Echad Bifanov. He's Chayev. So he didn't do any Maisa with the Tzvi. He's Chayev al Tzedek. He didn't do any Maisa. He was just Noel Delis Bifanov. He's raised with Chayev because of Tzedek, because of hunting. It's if he did it be a dying. So too, when the animal goes in to his Chotzer and he locks up the Chotzer, even though he doesn't do any Maisa. And the behema itself, he just locks the door of the chatzer, or the gate of the chatzer, he is going to be chayev. Ulefi ze nera, shim nichnesa behema lechatzero, v'ninala hadelet me'atzma, let's say, the behema went into his chatzer, and the door locked on its own, like the wind blew it closed. So even though he doesn't open the door in order that the animal should be able to go back to the bailiff, nevertheless, he wouldn't be a ganav since he doesn't do any ma'aseh v'yadayim. Nichnas tzvi the beisoy, when is scaving linol beisoy v'loin is scaving tzvi klav, that a tzvi goes into his house, and his kavana is to lock his house, and he doesn't think about the tzvi; he just wants to lock the door of the house, even though afterwards he finds there's a tzvi inside. He's not mechuyev to open the door. Al Shabbos, al tzei the ayin sham b'divrei Aran. And even though there he does a nice of the atayin, but since he was didn't have kavana for tzeida satzvi, it's not considered malachas tzeida. So the kol shekain, k'shebeimanich nesalach atzeroi, v'ninala hadelis ayidei haruach, v'u lo asa shumim maisa av shaloi b'chavona, v'vadai she'enoi b'geder ganef. When the behemoth went into his courtyard, and the door was locked through the wind, and he doesn't do any maisa, even without kavana, certainly he's not begeder ganef. So even if he locks the door on Shabbos and he doesn't realize the tzvi's in there, he's not considered a ganef. So certainly if he doesn't do any maisa and the door locks itself, he's not begeder ganef. Masha Katav Aran in Masechet Shabbat b'Shem HaRashba, Shim Nichnas Tzvi LeBayit Mutar Lo Lin'ol Et Beito. That if a Tzvi, the Ran writes in the name of the Rashba, famous Ran, this is discussed by so many, that if a Tzvi comes into your house, you're allowed to lock the door of the house in order to protect your house, even though thereby this deer will be trapped in your house. And even if your kavan is gam latsudas hatzvi, also to hunt down this, trap down this tzvi, it's mutter. Because you're doing the ni'ila, you're locking up in order to guard your house. And the Ran argues with the Rashba, since you're mechavin gam l'shmiras hatzvi, reze osu. Since your kavan is l'shmiras hatzvi, it's considered osu. As yesh la'ayin, echadin, kishenichnisa behemas chaveiroi l'chatzeroi. What would be the din when the behemoth of your friend goes into your chatzer? V'hu na'al et ha'delet k'dei l'shmor et beito. So your friend's animal goes into your courtyard, and you're locking the door in order to protect your house, and also that the animal shouldn't go out. You become a ganav according to the Rashba. Because in such an instance, you're not over on Seda according to the Rashba. The Rashba says, if your kavanah is for the animal and your house, to protect it, to keep the animal in, and to guard your house, you're not over on Seda. So the shail is, if your kavanah is to keep the animal and to guard your house, are you over on Geneva? Are you considered a ganav? So maybe just like you're not over on Seda, because your kavanah is for your house, so too you're not considered a ganav according to the Rashba. In the Ktsoyis in Simon Shim Nem Ches, Siv Katan Beis, he says that Mitivrei Rashi in Bav Metzia, on page 10b, it's Muchach, Avsha Behema Nichnasa L'Rashus, L'Rashusoy, V'choshev L'Gonvo, Mikol Mokom Kol Shaloi Osam Maisa Yidei Netilas Neilas Adeles, Loi Nase Ganif. That we see from Rashi, that even though the Behema went into your Rashus, and he thought to steal it, but if he doesn't do a maisa through ni'ilas hadeles, he doesn't become a ganef. And so writes the Tshuvas HaMaharit in Chelek Beis. That's what the Ktzos brings. Your kavan is not for geneva. If you don't do a maisa geneva, you don't become a ganef, even if your kavan is for geneva. But yesh l'stapek im na'alet hadelet. Let's say a person locks the door. Hein al das lignav is said of a hema, v'hein k'dei l'shmor es beiso. He has kavana, like we said before. He has kavana for both. Side to guard to keep the animal, and side to guard his house. So what would be the din here? Would he be considered a ganif? Because again, b'chay gavni is not a chayav on seda according to the Rashba. Maybe it wouldn't be chayav on geneva either. Rafilu dat haran argues with the Rashba, and he holds that if his kavana is latsud and also lishmor, it's to trap the animal, and also guard the house. He's chayvat tzeda. Nevertheless, if a person doesn't know that the deer is in the house and he locks the door, he's not chayv to open the door. So granda yesh lestapek, if a behema goes into someone's chaser and he doesn't know and he locks the door, and then he realizes that the behema is in his house and he doesn't open up the door, does he become a ganav? Because when he locked it up, he didn't have kavana l'shem ganav. So maybe he's not considered a ganav, or maybe he is. Because now he has to open up. However, it's important to note that only the Gabi Melech is Seda b'Shabbos. The Rashba says Shemiskavim Gam L'Shmir is based, so he's not Chayav Al Seda, because by Shabbos Melech is Machshev Sasr Torah. We require that it should be like the Dayim of the Mishkan, or would say that Satchoshim b'Mishkan. There was no other Kavana besides Seda, and therefore, if he's Kavana Gam Linol Esadelis. The Lishmor is based, so it's not similar to Malachas HaMishkan, and therefore he's Pater Mashenkin Legabe Ganif. Ishloimai, that since Akopanim is Miskavin Legoinvoy, Aideni Ilas Hadeles, Avshe Miskavin Gamlinol, Kade Lishmor is Habayis, Areze Chayiv Vitzarechin, so maybe by Genev it's different. He has Kavana for both, he would be Chayiv, because it's only by Shabbos he's not Chayiv for the Tzedah, because it's not considered Malachas Machshavis. No, because it's only considered a proper melechus moshev, it's Zoyim Mishkan, where it's only kavanah was for tzeda, not also to guard the house. Mashen ken legabe ganav, we can say, it's in zakopanim, iskavim legoin voyah, dein yilas hadeles, even though his kavanah is also for shmira, nevertheless, he is going to be chayiv, could be. Now, sai according to Rashi, and sai according to Tosis, that we learn from the imotze timotze, gavo chatzer v'karpifo, is even if you weren't going to be a dayim, either you're a makishba, like we saw in Tosfos, or you lock the door, according to Rashi. In both cases, you're chayiv, kefil. However, in Rabbeinu Chananel and Bava Metzia and Afyud Amud Beis, he writes, V'atani yimotze kimotze biyodoy, and the Elishin intis biyodoy mamish, nimtis b'chatzer b'gavu b'karpifoy minayin shechayiv kiilu biyaday mamish nimtis. Tamad loymer yimotze timotze b'chol mokoyim. So it's mashmash that the Rabbeinu Chananel is meforish, that we include gago chatzera v'karpifo is not referring to shas hagneva. In ganvo biyadayim mamish o aydena tilasa v'chatzera nilasa v'chatzeroi, but rather it's referring to the time where it's found by the ganav. We want to be mechayivim kefo. So again, what does he say? En li'el shen nimtzeis biyadayim mamish, nimtzeis b'chatzera v'gago v'karpifo minayin, shechayiv kilu biyadayim mamish nimtzeis tamalom yimatzei timatzei mechom. It's not talking about that he did the maisa gneva with his chatzer. It's talking about where it's found when he steals it. It's referring to the time that you find it in his hand. You want to be mechayiv im kefil, so it doesn't mamish have to be in his hand, it can even be in his chotzer. So yesh la'ayin is very interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel. So it's according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's talking about how he stole it with his chotzer. Either being makishit and then getting it to go into his chotzer, or being locking the door of the chotzer. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's talking about, not talking about the Eifin Aganeva, it's talking about where we find it. We find it in the Chotzer, he's Chayiv. So Yesh La'ayin L'das Rabbeinu Chananel, what would be the din if he doesn't steal it B'yadayim? But rather, Shenichnas Ebehemes Chaveiroi, L'chatzeir V'nol L'fanes Adelis L'goinva. Is he Chayiv Kefil? Because we can say Shebechai Gavno, he's Pater Mikefil, because that's when we learn Gerga Chatzer V'karpifoi, is only when he's going to be a dayim. He's going to be a dayim, and then he was found in his Chotzer. Then he's Chayiv. But if he doesn't steal with his hand, maybe he's off the hook. Maybe if Logan Vabi Adayim is off the hook. Because he has to actually do the Geneva Biyadayim. Or we can say no. Doesn't matter how he did the Geneva. Even if he wasn't going to be Adayim, he's going to be Chayiv. And the Pasuk is just telling us that in what case is he going to be Pater? He's going to be Pater if you don't find it, b'yada b'gago b'chatzero. If he stole it, but then afterwards you don't find it in his hand, he's not going to be Chayiv Kefil. But if it's b'gago chatzero karpifo, even if he doesn't steal it b'yadayim, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to steal it b'yadayim. The Iker Ezer was found begabo chatzer b'karpifa. So that's a tzarich iyun. So again, according to Rashi and Tosis, when Yimatzeh Timatzeh is talking about Shas HaGeneva, Rashi's telling us, according to Rashi, it's telling us that even though he wasn't going to be a dayan, just the behemoth goes into his chatzar, and he's not over for now, he's going to be chayiv. Tosfos, he has to actually do a maisa on the behemoth, b'makish b'mako. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not exactly clear how he stole it, but the ikar is that it should be found in his rishus. It's found in Gag Chatzer Karpifoi, and he's going to be chayiv, and it's not clear whether or not he has to be kind of be a dayan. And according to Rashi and Tosis, if it's not in his rishus, and was stolen from him, let's say, he's still going to be chayiv. And that's a Ritva. Ritva brought in Shita Mukubetzis and Bab Metzia and Daf Yud writes this in a Rashi, that we're not makbid on the Metzia now where it is. As long as he did a Maisa Geneva, so then he's going to be chayiv, even if it's not B'Yadam now. Alright, obviously there's a ton more to say about this, and we will, Mir Tashem, continue, and we will see more and more Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Please stay tuned. It's going to be super awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.